From NPR News, it's Day to Day, and it's a big day for basketball. The Cleveland Cavaliers face the San Antonio Spurs tonight on the NBA's biggest stage, the finals. And this year, there's a new leading man, 22-year-old LeBron James. This is LeBron's first trip to the finals, and the Cavaliers aren't the only ones cashing in on his talent. Here to tell us about it is Marketplace's Sam Eaton. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Alex.
Sam, Nike's put a lot of marketing money behind this kid, and now LeBron James is suddenly on the national stage. Nike's got to be pretty happy about that.
And that's right. There's a lot of money behind him. This is a guy who signed a $90 million deal with Nike at age 18 when he was recruited straight out of high school. He was called the chosen one on magazine covers at that age. Nike took a chance on James, and now 4 seasons later, James is taking the national stage for the first time. The NBA is also hoping James will attract a lot of eyeballs to tonight's game. Marketers are hoping for the same.
And the attention really couldn't come at a better time. TV viewership of the NBA Finals has been down by something like 55% ever since Michael Jordan retired, right?
That's right. In a way, the NBA needs LeBron James more than the Cavaliers do. There just hasn't been a superstar with both Michael Jordan's skill and marketing power to come along and fill the void in his absence. The Spurs have Tim Duncan, who's arguably one of the best players in the NBA right now, but he just doesn't have the star power that marketers are after. And then there's players like Kobe Bryant and Allen Iverson, who turned out to be more of a liability to advertisers for their off-court behavior. A lot of people say the NBA is at an all-time low right now, and it desperately needs an infusion of talent that's going to get press for their skills, not fights and court trials. LeBron James could be that person. He hasn't messed up off court yet, and he has the potential to draw a lot of casual basketball fans back to the Tube tonight to see what he's made of.
Sam, I'm not a betting woman, but let's just say if the Cavaliers lose tonight, what's going to happen? Is that going to affect James's star power?
I don't think Nike is taking any chances here. They see this as their moment in the sun. They've got a slick new ad campaign with LeBron James called Witness. It's shot in black and white and shows James with his arms spread wide, kind of reminiscent of what was probably Michael Jordan's most famous shot. I talked to University of Chicago sports economist Alan Sanderson. He said Nike is one of the few shoe companies still willing to take a chance on an individual player, and they recognize that fame can be fleeting.
In some ways, this is probably as good as it's going to get for LeBron James and Nike, and they ought to capitalize on that. You know, why do I say that? Well, I suspect they will lose in the finals and may lose badly.
Now, one thing we have to remember here is that James is only 22. I think Jordan was still playing at North Carolina at that age. So this is a kid with a long future ahead of him.
All right. Thanks so much, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.